राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 4 वर्स नंबर 9। येषां खलु महायोगी भरत ज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठ गुणा गुणासीद येनेदम् वर्षं भारतमिति व्यापि सन्ति येषां खलु महायोगी भारतज्येष्ठ श्रेष्ठा गुणासीद येनेदम् वर्षं भारतमिति व्यापि सन्ति येषां खलु महायोगी भारतज्येष्ठा श्रेष्ठगुणा आसीदेनेदं वर्षं भारतम् इति व्यापिदसन्ति। येषां खलु महायोगी भरतज्येष्ठश्रेष्ठगुणा आसीदेनेदं वर्षं भारतमिति व्यपदिशन्ति। येषां खलु महायोगी भरतो ज्येष्ठश्रेष्ठगुणा आसीद्येनेदं वर्षं भारतमिति व्यापिदिशन्ति। येषां ऑफ हूम खलु इंडीड महायोगी अ वेरी हाईली एक्साल्टेड डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड भरतः भरत ज्येष्ठ द एल्डेस्ट श्रेष्ठ गुणा क्वालिफाइड विद द बेस्ट एट्रीब्यूट्स आसीत वॉज येन बाय हूम इदम दिस वर्षम प्लैनेट भारतम भारत इति दस व्यापदी संति पीपल कॉल। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज रिवाइज्ड इज एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। जय प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ ऋषभदेव्स 100 सन्स द एल्डेस्ट नेम्ड भरत वॉज अ ग्रेट एक्साल्टेड डिवोटी क्वालिफाइड विद द बेस्ट एट्रीब्यूट्स इन हिज ऑनर दिस प्लैनेट हैज बिकम नोन एज भारतवर्ष। पर्पोर्ट दिस प्लैनेट नोन एज भारतवर्ष इज ऑल्सो नोन पुण्य भूमि द पायस लैंड। एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट भारत भूमि और भारतवर्ष इज अ स्मॉल पीस ऑफ लैंड एक्सटेंडिंग फ्रॉम द हिमालय माउंटेन्स टू केप कोमोरिन। Sometimes this peninsula is called Punya Bhumi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given special importance to the people of this land. Bharata Bhumi te haila manushya janmayar janma sarthaka kari kara para upkar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharata Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. The inhabitants of this piece of land are very fortunate. They can purify their existence by accepting this Krishna consciousness movement and go outside Bharat Bhumi, India, and preach this cult to benefit the whole world. So we have verses from 9 to 13. So I will read the translations. Verse number 10. Following Bharata, there were 99 other sons. Among these were 9 elderly sons named Kushavarta, Ilavarta, ब्रह्मवर्त मलय केतु भद्रसेन इंद्रस्पृक विदर्भ एंड किकट। टेक्स्ट 11 एंड 12। इन एडिशन टू दीज सन्स वर कवि हवि अंतरिक्ष प्रबुद्ध पीपलायन अविर्होत्र द्रुमिल चमस करभाजन दीज वर ऑल वेरी एक्साल्टेड एडवांस डिवोटीज एंड ऑथराइज प्रीचर्स ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम दीज डिवोटीज वर ग्लोरिफाइड ड्यू टू देयर स्ट्रांग डिवोशन टू वासुदेव द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड देअरफोर दे वर वेरी एक्साल्टेड टू सैटिस्फाई द माइंड परफेक्टली आय सुखदेव गोस्वामी शाल हियर आफ्टर डिस्क्राइब द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ दीज नाइन डिवोटीज वेन आई डिस्कस द कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड वासुदेव टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 In addition to these 19 sons mentioned above, there were 81 younger ones, all born of Rishabhdev and Jayanti. According to the order of their father, they became well-cultured, well-behaved, very pure in their activities and expert in Vedic knowledge and the performance of Vedic rituals. Thus, they all became perfectly qualified Brahmanas. Prabhupada gives purport here. Purport. From this verse, we have good information of how the castes are qualified according to quality and work. Rishabhdeva king was certainly a Kshatriya. He had 100 sons and out of these, 10 were engaged as Kshatriyas and ruled the planet. 9 sons became good preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabhagavatas. And this indicates that they were above the position of Brahmanas. The other 81 sons became highly qualified Brahmanas. These are some practical examples of how one can become fit for a certain type of activity by qualification, not by birth. All the sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev were Kshatriyas by birth. But by quality, some of them became Kshatriyas and some became Brahmanas. 9 became preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Dharma Darshanaha, which means that they were above the categories of Kshatriyas and Brahmana. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवनम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्ता नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ भागवतम द लिनेज ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव has been mentioned. But it is said that Rishabhdev had 100 sons and the eldest named as Bharata was a very great exalted devotee and qualified with the best of attributes. And so much so that the planet has been named after his name as Bharata Varsha. And Prabhupada briefly speaks about Bharata Varsha also called as Punya Bhumi. And previously whole planet was actually called as Bharata Varsha. And afterwards he speaks of that the geographical definition has changed and it ranges from Himalaya down to Cape Comorin, basically near the Sri Lanka. But he says it is called as Punya Bhumi since time immemorial. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that there is a special place for Bharata. So if you have taken birth in Bharat, Bharat Bhumi De Aila Janmayar, Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Parupkar. So he says that if you have taken birth in Bharata, you have a special qualification and a responsibility that you should deliver the message of Supreme Lord to the whole of world. So that is the significance of taking birth in Bharata. एंड सो दिस कैंटो एक्चुअली डील्स विथ स्थानम. स्थानम इज बेसिकली द पोजिशन ऑफ द डिफरेंट लोकाज इन द यूनिवर्स एंड द अरेंजमेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अकॉर्डिंग टू डिफरेंट क्वालिफिकेशंस एंड डिफरेंट कर्मास हाउ द लोकाज आर अरेंज्ड. सो प्रभुपाद मेक्स जस्ट अ ब्रीफ मेंशन ऑफ दैट भारतवर्ष इज ऑल्सो रिफर टू होल ऑफ अर्थ इन दिस पर्टिकुलर रिपोर्ट. एंड देन इट इज नॉट जस्ट भारत बट नाइन एल्डर सन्स ऑफ ऋषभदेव वर क्षत्रियास एंड द नाइन आफ्टर देम दीज आर ऑल्सो कॉल्ड इज नवयोगेंद्रास. देवर परफेक्ट डिवोटीज प्रभुपाद कॉल्स देम महाभागवत. सो परफेक्टली एक्चुअली क्वालिफाइड टू स्पीक ऑन भागवतम. एंड 81 आफ्टर देम आर वेरी प्योर एंड वेरी मच नॉलेजेबल एंड परफेक्ट इन परफॉर्मिंग वेरीज यज्ञाज एंड रिचुअल्स एंड दे आर नोन एज ब्राह्मणास. सो प्रभुपाद इन द लास्ट पर्पोट ऑफ वर्स नंबर 13 सेज दैट हियर इट इज क्लियरली एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ हाउ द कास्ट सिस्टम इज नॉट बेस्ड ऑन बर्थ बट इट इज बेस्ड ऑन द गुणकर्म द क्वालिफिकेशन एंड द ट्रेनिंग ऑफ अ पर्सन. सो देर आर मेनी एग्जाम्पल्स इन डिफरेंट स्क्रिप्चर्स इन वेदिक कल्चर दैट इट इज नॉट दैट द बर्थ विच डिसाइड्स. फॉर एग्जाम्पल वाल्मीकि मुनि सो बाय बर्थ इज लाइक अ हंटर सो इवन बिलो शूद्रास सो इज अ हंटर अ डकैट बट ही बिकम्स क्वालिफाइड जस्ट बिकॉज ही इज एक्चुअली गाइडेड बाय नारद मुनि. द स्पीकर ऑफ सूत गोस्वामी द श्रीमद भागवतम द सूत गोस्वामी ही इज ऑल्सो एक्चुअली नॉट प्योर ब्राह्मण बाय बर्थ बट ही हैज बीन एलिवेटेड टू द पोजिशन दैट ही इज स्पीकिंग टू द सेजेस इन द नैमिषारण्य अरण्य अबाउट श्रीमद भागवतम विच इज कॉल्ड एज द स्पॉटलेस पुराण. सो बर्थ वॉज नेवर अ मेन क्राइटेरिया नेवर द लेस इट वॉज अज्यूम्ड दैट बर्थ मीन्स बर्थ इन अ क्वालिफाइड और अ पायस फैमिली एक्चुअली गिव्स अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर गुड ट्रेनिंग गुड कल्चर एंड द लिगेसी ऑफ द पेरेंट्स इज पास्ड ऑन टू द चिल्ड्रन. दैट्स वाई दो इट इज सेड दैट बर्थ इज नॉट इम्पॉर्टेंट इवन इन महाभारता वी सी दैट कर्ण इज एक्चुअली जज्ड ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ हिज बर्थ टू सम एक्सटेंट. इनिशियली दे यूज टू एक्चुअली रिफर टू हिज बर्थ वेन एवर देर वॉज सम मिस्टेक डन बाय कर्ण. एंड इवन द्रोणाचार्य द गुरु ही ऑल्सो एक्चुअली अंडरस्टैंड्स दैट बिकॉज ही इज नॉट ब्रॉट अप इन अ प्रॉपर वे ही एक्चुअली हैज सम डिफेक्ट्स एंड ही एक्चुअली पॉइंट्स इट टू देम हिम दैट दीज आर यूर फॉल्ट्स एंड दैट्स वाई यू आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड. बट विद द पासिंग ऑफ टाइम द ट्रेनिंग एंड द लिगेसी हैज डिग्रेडेड एंड दैट्स वाई द बर्थ हैज बिकम वेरी मच इनसिग्निफिकेंट और वेरी लेस इंपॉर्टेंट. सो नाउ द मेन इम्फेसिस इज ऑन गुण एंड कर्म. सो कृष्ण ऑल्सो स्पीक्स दैट चतुर्वर्ण्य मयाषष्टम गुणकर्म विभागश. सो द फोर वर्णाज एंड आश्रमास आर द डिविजन्स विच आर डिस्टाइंड बाय लॉर्ड्स विल सो दे कैनॉट बी चेंज्ड. देर विल ऑलवेज बी फोर वर्णाज एंड आश्रमाज इन द वर्ल्ड एंड दीज आर ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ गुण एंड कर्म. सो दैट ऑल्सो कृष्ण मेन्शन्स इन भगवद्गीता. इन द वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम सो आई विल स्पीक अबाउट वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम हियर. सो इट इज सेड दैट द स्पॉन्टेनियस वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम सो चतुर्वर्ण्य मयाश्रष्टम मीन्स एनी वेज वेदर यू एक्सेप्ट इट और नॉट देयर विल ऑलवेज बी फोर क्लासेस ऑफ पीपल ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ गुण एंड कर्म. एंड प्रभुपाद वाइल स्पीकिंग टू प्रोफेसर कोटस्की इन रशिया ही ऑल्सो स्पोक विथ हिम इन द सेम वे दैट इवन दो यू आर सेइंग दैट आवर सोसाइटी इज क्लासलेस कम्युनिज्म बट इट डज नॉट मीन एनीथिंग. ही सेज इवन यू हैव वर्कर क्लास यू हैव लेनिन हु इज लाइक अ किंग एंड इंस्टेड ऑफ गॉड यू हैव रिप्लेस्ड गॉड विथ लेनिन. सो इन वन वे यू ऑल्सो हैव अ हायरार्की एंड यू आर जस्ट सेइंग दैट वी डू नॉट फॉलो एनी कास्ट सिस्टम बट इट इज जस्ट फॉर नेम सेक. सो दिस इज प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ स्पॉन्टेनियस वर्णाश्रम. सो इट इज नॉट एक्चुअली मेड अप और इट इज नॉट अरेंज्ड बाय द गवर्नमेंट, इट कम्स अप ऑन इट्स ओन. बट बिकॉज इट कम्स अप अपॉन इट्स ओन, इट कैन हैव मेनी डिस्क्रिपेंसीज. सो इट इज ऑल्सो कॉल्ड एज आसुरिक, आसुरिक वर्णाश्रम. वन मे कॉल टू द स्पॉन्टेनियस वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम विच कम्स अप इन द वर्ल्ड. देन देर इज अनदर वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम विच इज कॉल्ड एज मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्णाश्रम. मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्णाश्रम इज द वर्णाश्रम विच वॉज प्रिवेलेंट ड्यूरिंग द टाइम्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु यूज टू सी अराउंड देर द पीपल आर परफॉर्मिंग इलेबोरेट रिचुअल्स एंड रामानंद राय वॉज कंसिडर्ड एज इन्फीरियर बिकॉज ही वॉज लो बॉर्न दो ही वॉज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द हाइस्ट ग्रेड. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्चुअली डिड नॉट मेक दीज थिंग्स एज इम्पॉर्टेंट वाइल ही वॉज डीलिंग विद देम. सो ही एक्चुअली एक्सेप्टेड हरिदास ठाकुर एज नामाचार्य. ही एक्चुअली टुक इंस्ट्रक्शन फ्रॉम रामानंद राय. सो द मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्णाश्रम इज द मेन बेसिस इज दैट इट हैज पेरेंटेज एंड रिचुअल्स इन इट, बट दे डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द इसेंस ऑफ वर्णाश्रम. सो द पेरेंटेज इज देयर एंड द रिचुअल्स दे विल फॉलो सम रिचुअल्स विच आर देयर फॉर ब्राह्मणस गिवन इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड दैट इज इट. सो दे डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द इसेंस. सो दैट इज मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्णाश्रम. एंड द प्रॉब्लम विद मटेरियलिस्टिक वर्णाश्रम इज दैट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू make them accept that there is some defect in it. The spontaneous varnashram at least, because they do not have any rules guiding them, they are like a clear slate. So it is very easier to actually preach to them. If they accept, they accept it wholeheartedly. For somebody who is actually very much ingrained in materialistic varnashram, he thinks himself as superior. And it is very difficult to convince him otherwise. So that is the disadvantage of materialistic varnashram. And then Prabhupada speaks of Daivi varnashram, or the varnashram which was expected by Lord when he speaks of varnashram in Bhagavad Gita or any scripture. When it speaks of varnashram, it usually speaks about the qualification of a person. So Prabhupada used to say that the rules and regulations of varnashram take the first priority and the birth is secondary. The varnashram system basically had an arrangement that a person can undergo training under proper parent, then he will actually become stable because of his training in whatever position he has in the society. He will not become resentful or become envious of other people, and he will develop a legacy so that his future generations can follow it. So varnashram in a pure sense has three aspects. It has a proper training, it gives stability to a person in life, and that stable training actually can be passed on to next generation. It has a legacy. And Daivi varnashram, the whole aim is that one should develop love for God. So na utpadayati yati ratim shrama evahi kevalam. So if it does not develop attachment to Lord, it is just a futile endeavor. So it is of no use. If one does not develop attachment to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, so it is a futile endeavor. So Daivi Varnashram is the one in which the center is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all endeavors are done to reach that point. And this Prabhupada actually speaks of 26 qualities of different varnas and different ashramas. So as we know, the varna is explained by Prabhupada as occupational duty. And ashram, he says that the spiritual level or the spiritual position of a person in particular mood. And it is said that occupational duties and the ashram both have certain qualities from which we can judge the person is belonging to which varna and which ashram. So he speaks of abhayam sattva samshuddhir jnana yogena vyavasthiti tadanam damasya yagyasya. So there are 26 different qualities mentioned according to which a different varna and ashram can be decided. So he speaks that a sannyasi has to have abhayam sattva samshuddhir jnana yogena vyavasthiti. Prabhupada says that a sannyasi should be so fearless that he should be able to go to a forest alone, and he should be so fearless and dependent on Lord that even if any animal or if any dacoit actually attacks on him, he should just accept it as Krishna's will and just move around in the darkest corner of a forest. So he should be so much dependent, fearless. Sattva Samshuddhi, meaning that he should be perfectly following the rules of sannyas order. So Prabhupada gives example that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict with associating with women. So it was not a hatred towards women as a class. He used to say that it is a structure even for a sannyasi to be strictly away from association of women. And that's why Prabhupada says that though he is the most munificent of all the incarnations, even he followed this stricture that the female disciples or the devotees used to pay obeisances to him from a very far away place. And Prabhupada also recalls that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he used to visit him, so once there was a husband and wife who actually came to meet him. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the wife was requesting that she wanted to speak to him alone. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that I cannot speak to you in a solitary place. Better you and you, your husband both speak to me. So Srila Prabhupada recalls that the Mataji was as good as his granddaughter. So she was so young. And still Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur declined to speak with her in a solitary place. So that is the stricture that is followed by a sannyasi. So it is not a discrimination of any kind. Then jnana yogena vyavasthiti. So he should be very much fixed in knowledge, the scriptural knowledge. So these are few qualities and qualifications from which one can know. So from the behavior and the person, how he interacts with others, persons, varna and ashram can be known. Then he speaks of vanaprastha. He speaks that the main quality of vanaprastha is austerity. So last time also I spoke ki, in the scriptures, the austerity that are mentioned are very severe and they may sound impractical, but just so that we know what was the standard of austerity. So austerity meaning that after vanaprastha, a person used to go in the jungle, leave the family connections. He used to stand in cold water during winter and take a bath. And he used to surround himself with fire during summers. So that kind of austerity is mentioned. So basically it says that vanaprastha ashram is meant more for austerities. Because he has actually lived a comfortable life during grihastha ashram, he should actually train himself for austerities. Because sannyas, which has to be taken after vanaprastha, actually a person has to be very much fearless and dependent on Lord. So it is a preparation so that he can take sannyas after that. Then it says that grihastha ashram, main thing is charity. And Prabhupada also says, Dhamma or sense control, though people may think that sense control is mainly meant for sannyas, he says that actually the sense control is actually more important for grihasthas because they are actually surrounded by objects of sense enjoyment and they have to actually regulate them. So regulating objects of sense enjoyment is actually more difficult than actually altogether giving them up. So Prabhupada says that Dhamma or regulating the senses is more important for a grihastha. And charity, he says the charity and sacrifices are their main activities. Then he speaks of brahmacharya. So brahmacharya, he says, the main thing is scriptural studies. So brahmacharya should actually engage himself more in scriptural studies and understanding the scriptures. And celibacy and other things are obviously there with brahmacharya ashram. And as far as occupational duties are concerned, the brahmanas are known by satyam, shaucham, ahimsa, arjavam. So Prabhupada explains that simplicity is actually very important for a brahmana. He should be very straightforward and he should be able to speak the truth for the benefit of others without actually being motivated by selfish desires. So being straightforward and truthful is actually very important for a Brahmana. Then a Kshatriya is someone who is having tejas or courage. He who fights and protects others. He is a leader. And Yuddhecha api apalayanam. So he never runs away from a battlefield. So that is one of the qualifications. So that's why Karna is also actually criticized, because he used to frequently run away from a battlefield. So during Gandharva episode also, so the Kauravas were attacked by the Gandharvas, and their king Duryodhana was actually kidnapped by the Gandharvas. During that fight, the Karna actually fled from that place, leaving alone Duryodhana. So running away from a battlefield is allowed for a Kshatriya only when actually it serves a larger purpose. For example, if running away actually saves the king or saves the kingdom, that is accepted for a Kshatriya. It is a part of diplomacy. But if he is running away, leaving the king behind, it is actually the whole purpose of running away is gone. So it is purely cowardly to run away from a battlefield when your king is getting attacked. So that's why, though Karna is mentioned as a good fighter, he was criticized by all the elderlies, the Drona, Bhishma, everybody used to criticize him, because they won't consider him as a Kshatriya, because his nature was not like a Kshatriya, he was more like a fighter. So fighter can be anybody, even a Shudra can fight. So it is not the cruelty and the skill of fighting that is main thing in a Kshatriya. His nature of not giving up while fighting, and his leadership qualities, seeing him, so others are inspired. So those are the main qualities of a Kshatriya. So every class has different qualities. For example, Brahmana is spiritually oriented, and he is a teacher. Kshatriya is a leader and he is a fighter. Okay. So out of this, one quality is actually more important. In a Brahmana, he may be teacher, but if he is not spiritually oriented, he is considered as inferior. In a Kshatriya, if he is a warrior, but he actually is not a good leader, it is again considered as inferior. In a Vaishya also, there are two things, that he can be a mercantile community who does business, and he can be a farmer and a protector of cows. So farming and protecting cows is considered as superior to just transacting in business, trading. And last is that the laborer class, or the Shudras. The Shudras have laborers and artisans, the people who are artistic. So there are two aspects to each of the classes. So it is differently highlighted. That in Kali Yuga, the importance is given to different things, and in previous Yugas, there was a difference. So then again, it is said that Vaishya is known for his cleanliness. Cleanliness. It is not just the cleanliness, external bodily cleanliness. Prabhupada says cleanliness in dealing, in doing business. So he should be very clear about his profits, and he may speak untruth. He may say that for your sake I am not making any profit. So Prabhupada says that much is allowed in business. But he should not deal in black market. So taking undue advantage of scarcity is not allowed, even for a Vaishya. That's what Prabhupada says. And the last thing is about Shudra. He says, na ati manita. The Shudra should never think that he should usurp the position of his master or become envious of his master's position. Na ati manita. So he should be satisfied in what actually his master provides him, and he should be satisfied with his own work. Because if a Shudra actually becomes envious of a person, there is a tendency towards trying to read the scriptures and actually try to actually misinterpret them. Because just education does not make a Shudra into a Brahmana. Because if you give scripture to a wrong person, who is not realized in those scriptures, the interpretation becomes perverted. So that is the problem with the modern society. Just by becoming a PhD in a particular book, the scripture is not a general book. You may comment on it in a wrong way and mislead many people. That's why just education does not mean that you become Brahman. A Shudra can also become educated. And he can also read Sanskrit. Previously, it was not allowed that a Shudra was not taught Sanskrit for the same reason. Because just giving him a tool that is actually not required by him actually exposes the scriptures to be misinterpreted. It becomes a very big risk that the scriptures will be misinterpreted. That's why the knowledge was so very much restricted. It was, afterwards it became a, more like a perversion, and it became very much perverted that the caste system actually started exploiting the lower people, and they used to themselves misinterpret the scriptures. But the original intention was not wrong. It is said that education is not the qualification for reading a scripture. Just like being a good warrior is not qualification for becoming Kshatriya. So even Eklavya was a very good warrior, but Dronacharya took away his thumb. So it is said that it was just to save the position of Arjuna. So this is also a misinterpretation. So Dronacharya knew the cruel nature of Eklavya. He was not a religious person. He was more like an asuric person. And that's why Dronacharya rejected him to that I will not teach you. And in spite of saying that I will not teach you, he makes a statue of Dronacharya and learns in front of him. So it is actually once a sense of offense to Guru. So he has said that I am not accepting you. You just make his statue and say that I have accepted you as Guru. And learn the art from him. So this is a subtle kind of offense. Subtle in the sense, even Karna actually was very charitable. But Karna wanted name fame from his charity. Similarly, Eklavya actually wanted to say that Dronacharya was my guru. Though he did not accept him. So when he asked Dronacharya, what should I give as Guru Dakshina? So Dronacharya also tricked him. He said, okay, I am your guru, so you give me your thumb. So he asked for something from him, which actually he would use against good people. He took away his art from him. So he accepted that you can become my disciple, you have to just give me your thumb. So a guru will punish. So if you are not qualified, then you have to undergo purification also, that kind of purification. So he purified Eklavya by taking away his thumb. So these are very subtle things, that it is not that Dronacharya is very much biased against the low class people, and he does not appreciate the skill of Eklavya. So Eklavya exhibits his skill by shutting up the mouth of a dog with the help of arrows. That also exhibits his cruelty. Arjuna sees the skill of Eklavya, that a dog is barking and somebody actually shoots arrow from a distance, and actually they actually exactly pierce the mouth of the dog, and it shuts up, the dog shuts up. And everybody is amazed with his skill, but Dronacharya is not amazed. Actually he sees the cruelty of that person, and he does not accept him as guru. So the guru has a different vision of who is qualified and who is not qualified. So Varnashrama, as Prabhupada wanted, is very difficult task in Kali Yuga. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking with Ramananda Rai, he also was very much not in favor of Varnashrama as a first thing to be done in Kali Yuga. He said sthane sthiti. So when he said that what is the main thing in Kali Yuga, so he gave many answers, that do your job, don't accept the fruits of activities. Then he said Varnashrama. So he used to say e bhaiya. He used to say that this is external, so speak something else. So finally he speaks the words which the Brahma had spoken. So whatever position you are, sthane sthiti, you actually make the best use of bad bargain. Even if you are trained in a wrong way, you are not qualified, whatever occupational duty you have at present, just do it. Just be careful of one thing, take association of devotees and follow the process of spiritual process, whatever your guru speaks. So associating with the devotees, with whatever you have, and following whatever instructions they give, is the process for Kali Yuga, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then, because our Acharya has spoken that, Varnashrama is also important. So, it is our duty to keep on trying, though it is a difficult thing, and it may or may not be successful in our lifetimes also, बट जस्ट लाइक प्रभुपाद हैड अ वेरी स्ट्रांग फेथ, प्रभुपाद हैड स्ट्रांग फेथ इन द प्रेडिक्शन ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैड सेड दैट पृथ्वी ते याचे नगराधिग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार होइबे मोरा नाम. सो दिस प्रेडिक्शन वॉज देयर दैट द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड गौरांगा विल बी एक्चुअली स्प्रेड थ्रू आउट द वर्ल्ड. सो मेनी ऑफ द गॉड ब्रदर्स एंड मेनी ऑफ द पीपल हु आर कंटेम्पररी ऑफ प्रभुपाद यूज टू थिंक दैट दिस हैज टू बी इंटरप्रिटेड इन सम डिफरेंट वे, बट प्रभुपाद हैड फर्म कन्विक्शन. सो सिमिलरली वर्णाश्रम, दो इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट एंड सीम्स इम्प्रैक्टिकल इन मेनी वेज, बट इफ समबडी फेथफुली कीप्स ऑन ट्राइंग देयर विल कम अ टाइम दैट इट विल एक्चुअली बी अ फेवरेबल पीरियड वेन द वर्णाश्रम कैन बी इस्टेब्लिश्ड. सो इन दैट सेंस प्रभुपाद इंस्ट्रक्शन इज मेनली अबाउट इस्टेब्लिशिंग वर्णाश्रम. सो इन वॉट एवर वे पॉसिबल वी हैव टू ट्राई. सो प्रभुपाद हैड गिवन सम इंस्ट्रक्शन दैट फार्म कम्युनिटी एंड काउ प्रोटेक्शन, लिविंग ऑफ द लैंड, ग्रोइंग यूर ओन ग्रेन्स, एजुकेटिंग पीपल सिंपली मेनली रीडिंग राइटिंग सिंपल मैथमेटिक्स एंड कुकिंग. सो दीज थिंग्स शुड बी देयर इन एजुकेशन एंड मोर देन दिस इज नॉट रिक्वायर्ड. सो ही यूज टू से दैट क्षत्रिया शुड बी ट्रेन्ड बाय क्षत्रिय क्लासेस लाइक द सिख गुरुज. वन सिख गुरु मेट हिम वंस, ही सेड वी शुड बोथ कोलैबोरेट, यू आर वॉरियर वैष्णवास, सो वी कैन ट्रेन द ब्राह्मणाज एंड यू कैन ट्रेन क्षत्रियस. सो प्रभुपाद ऑलवेज हैड दैट विजन दैट हु एवर एक्चुअली कैन डू अ पर्टिकुलर टास्क एक्चुअली ही कुड इंस्पायर देम एज वेल. सो ट्रेनिंग फॉर द क्षत्रियाज ही यूज टू से. एंड सो प्रभुपाद इवन ही ड्यूरिंग हिज टाइम्स वॉन्टेड टू इस्टेब्लिश द एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ वर्णाश्रम वॉट एवर वे पॉसिबल. सो एजुकेशन इज द मेन थिंग एंड अनदर थिंग इज काउ प्रोटेक्शन एंड फार्मिंग. प्रभुपाद एक्चुअली स्ट्रेस्ड ऑन दीज टू थिंग्स एंड वी आर ऑल्सो डूइंग द सेम थिंग अटेम्प्टिंग. राधाना स्वामी महाराज एक्चुअली हैज मेड दिस फार्म कम्युनिटी. ही एक्चुअली स्पेंड्स लॉट ऑफ टाइम इन गौशाला. ही मूव्स अराउंड एंड कीप्स ऑन आस्किंग मेनी थिंग्स. एंड एजुकेशन इज स्टिल एक्चुअली अ थिंग इन प्रोग्रेस. सो एजुकेशन इज क्वाइट अ चैलेंज इन दीज टाइम्स. बट आवर एक्चुअली एम इज दैट वी कीप ऑन ट्राइंग एंड स्ट्रगलिंग एंड दैट इज द ऑर्डर ऑफ आवर आचार्य एंड इट विल बिकम सक्सेसफुल. सो सम हाउ और द अदर इट हैज टू कम टू पास बाय बिकॉज इट हैज बीन प्रेडिक्टेड बाय आचार्य. सो इट विल कम ट्रू. सो देर इज नो डाउट अबाउट इट. ओनली थिंग इज दैट वी शुड डू आवर ओन एफर्ट इन मेकिंग इट ट्रू. सो दीज आर माई फ्यू थॉट्स ऑन टुडेज वर्स एंड पर्पोट एंड वर्णाश्रम. सो एनीबडी हैज एनी क्वेश्चन? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. हरे कृष्ण.